Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Well, good listeners, we've got to do, we apologise, but there's got to be a slight bit of catch up here because would you believe that the guru sitting across the table from me in this recording studio forgot, which is hard to believe, I know, team, he forgot to brag about his performance in the Clare Bowls Carnival. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, four-day carnival up there. We went for two, four of us. Myself, Pash, Dave Wilson, and Mark Schutz. Of course, the first day, Rick, and sorry, listeners, because overlooking this, I mean, you know, all about me.
Well, we know that.
So on the Thursday was the pairs, and myself and Pash.
Yes.
Won the day, Rick.
You won
the day.
Were you...
Very strong field.
How many...
Doesn't matter. Two ranks are full. So, very, very strong field.
There seems to be an emphasis on lack of competitors. Is that right?
Won the day.
Yes.
On the Friday, my birthday.
Yes, I know.
So, mine wasn't quite on it, perhaps. You know, a little bit off.
What, you went
We done
the...
no good at all on the Friday. Oh, so.
That was because you went into the old age competition.
Went into over 60s. Yeah, so there we go. That's all I had on it. Ross and Light Footy, Rick.
Oh, well, first of all, on behalf of all our good listeners, congratulations on being the Clare clown. Clare champion.
You idiot. Right, let's skip over that.
Ross Light and Gawler Football League. Round one.
Quite a few upsets, Rick.
Well,
Tanunda going down to Barossa.
Well, that is an upset. But I think on this show you suggested that Barossa had recruited reasonably well.
Yes, they have. But on the other hand, probably Tanunda have done okay too. So
yeah, they. I can remember saying this for the last couple of years. Barossa seemed to, in names, promise so much and almost deliver
Tanunda.
So little. Tanunda,
yes.
Sorry.
Yep.
Almost deliver so little.
Mm.
In the part, you know, unless Sammy Calhoun got a touch, they struggle a bit.
Well, he was best. He was named best. Tanunda 59, Barossa 102. So it's a big win.
That's a flop.
At Tanunda, at the home, at the hub of Barossa Light Football.
Beg your pardon?
The big redevelopment at Tanunda there. We'll go into that in a minute, Rick.
I can hardly wait for it.
Okay.
Sounds like you've got some interesting
news. Yes, the second game, Rick, and you happen to cover this game. South Gawler, 121. Williston, 62.
Yep. Well, surprise, surprise, good listeners, something that you'll have already guessed. I'll make a statement now. Whoever wins this year's flag will have to beat South Gawler to do it.
Wow, because after one game.
After one game, because although they've lost a couple of players, I tell you what, I don't know who is on the recruiting panel at South Gawler, but this Cody Gilchrist and Darcy McDonald, they can play. The secret to South, I mean, I know it's only one game and Williston aren't probably the measuring stick, but they're fit for the country level of football this is. South Gawler are the fittest side in the competition and have been for the last two or three years.
You've heard it first on Sports Central.
And the other very promising thing for South is that out of that mammoth score,
yes,
maximum goal kicker, two goals. So
really?
It was shared around. Wow. No concentration on one person. And they got the job done.
Okay. Sorry, quickly, just going back to the first game. Kyle Hoon was named best for Tanunda, Westhoff second, and Mazzone and Brendan Dew were best two for Barossa. Second, Gilchrist and Arnold, two of the names you just mentioned, Rick, were South's best, and Connolly and Clinch were named best for Williston.
Yes, well, with all due respect to Williston, they had to name somebody, and I guess they were as good as anyone,
yeah,
but they wouldn't have rated in the top half
wouldn't have
a dozen on the ground.
Yeah.
I will give a special mention to Lachlan Arnold, big, tall, lean, athletic ruckman, hand on the ball from the first throw up right through. And he he could, Cody Gilchrist got the medal, the Anzac medal,
yep,
as BOG. Gee whiz, it must have been a close photo finish, because I reckon I'd have given it to Lachlan Arnold. But
okay,
very
there
good.
There you go. And the next game, Rick, and it's one we didn't pick, was Kapunda, 35, Freeling 80.
Yeah, well, dear me, I thought Kapunda were on the way up, but they're obviously not.
I did notice Fraser Evans played. Wasn't named in the best. Brown and Woodkey were Kapunda's best. And for Freeling, Oliver and Daff were named their first two. So to me, that sounds warning signs that Kapunda could be struggling this year.
Well, it does. On the other hand, and we don't know, as you've said, it's only round one. It may be, and I'm only saying that very quietly.
Yep.
It could be the first sign that after all this time, Freeling are heading in the right direction.
They're B grade one as well.
Well.
And size is nothing, but they had some big lads in that Freeling B grade, pardon me, over the last few years. Huge lads. All gone. Virtually a brand new B grade side. They knocked over Kapunda's B grade quite comfortably. So everything's looking quite good for Freeling.
Well, as we've said, I think I mentioned in an analysis last year, Freeling last year, you looked at every side from the A-grade football down to the juniors, then at the netball, the same thing, and they hardly ever won a game.
Yeah,
so
yep.
Maybe the tide is slowly turning, yeah. Which you'd like
Big
to think.
Big influx into the town, isn't it?
Well, you'd like to think with the young people,
yep,
the housing development, that it is going to go in the right direction, and maybe we were a bit impatient.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, and a couple of their colts did win as well. So
oh, well,
like,
that
yeah,
is
so
a good
juniors,
sign.
Yeah, so
sign.
It's all looking a bit better there for
it
Freeling.
It is.
And of course, yesterday's game on the Anzac Day, Newry quite easily accounted for, although it was even at half time, it was even the first couple of quarters, but then Newry kicked away. Going to be a very good side by the looks. 112 Newry, Angaston 71. Gagurki was named best, which was not unheard of last year, and Hopner. And for Angaston was Cochran, ex-Port Maggie, and Jack Miles was named second best for them. So
yeah, well, Ango, you know, they're sort of around the mark, aren't they? That, you know, and have been for a few years in that sort of bottom, close to the four sort of thing. And I dare I say, after one round, not much will change this year either.
No,
I don't think.
No Shannon and no Somerton Saturday for Angaston. They were both out, but that's a couple of big outs. So going on to this week quickly, Rick, we'll run through Freeling play Newry at Freeling.
Freeling playing Newry, well, having said the nice things about Freeling, Newry will win that game.
Yeah, I would think so. Barossa and South be the game of the round.
It will be, and it will be the measuring stick of the development and the recruitment of Barossa.
Yep.
It is at their home deck.
Yep.
It will probably be played with the forecast rain.
Yes.
South.
South for me. Central versus Tanundra at the dog track.
Well, A, they had the bye, so we don't know anything about Central.
No.
Tanundra were obviously very poor,
yep.
I'll go for Tanundra.
I go for Tanundra too. Williston versus Kapunda, a night game starting at 6 o'clock, Saturday night, Rick. You'd hope to get that game, wouldn't you?
Oh, God.
Raining down there at Williston.
I'll apply for it. I might be able to go in the timers box or something.
About two dogs and a cat can fit under that little veranda they've got there. So
it's hard to say, again, round one. I'm going to go for Williston simply because it's at home.
I'm going for Williston. We've tipped the same there, Rick. That's a bit frightening. Of course, Angaston have the bye.
Now, Phil, while we're on local football...
Local footy, yep.
I hear that you've got some groundbreaking news.
I'm not going to name my source, but I heard a very, very strong case that Tanundra do have the gather round next season.
Do have the
council are fixing the oval at the end of the year, which is, I think, a metre or two short.
Tell me, they've found a tape measure,
yeah.
eh? Really?
They got one to work.
Don't tell me they went out and bought one.
They had one, but it came in a little bit.
I wondered why they've got Bunnings as their major sponsor. Bunnings probably got that sponsorship with giving them a tape measure to get the distance right. Is that right?
So anyway, they're rectifying that little problem. Of course, the club rooms will be all up and going by then, multi-million dollar club rooms there. So I have heard that they are the absolute shoe-in to get that game up in the Barossa, where the AFL want the game.
Phil, could you do the rest of the show on your own? Because I'll need to go and get a car park up there now if I want to go.
Plenty of room on the roads. There's plenty of roads around there to park. Parking my old driver used to have six cars up there.
But perhaps in the main street as well, Phil.
Why not? It's only a short, nice little walk down.
No, they'll close it off.
Probably will.
So how are you going to get to the ground? What a shocking place to have a game of football.
Beautiful spot. In the heart of the Barossa Valley, Rick.
Phil.
That's where you want it.
Now, good listeners, make sure you get this right. I have nothing against Tanunda. It is a lovely ground and suitable for a game of country football. An AFL game of football, wrong sighting, wrong everything.
Look at how many players drive up to Tanunda to look at the vines and the vineyards on the way up and the wineries, and, you know, they just go up there just for the drive.
Well, that's... Oh, well, I mean, that's terrific.
There's no money in it.
As long as they keep driving.
Anyway, that's what we've heard. Let's move on.
You've heard it good,
heard
good
it
folks.
First.
Breaking news
Tanunda,
on the Sports Centre.
Gather round next year.
Signed in.
Shoe in.
Gee, I tell you what, they have to do something about the scoreboard.
No, you've got an electronic one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my brother-in-law's.
That two by two.
Oh, cut it out. There's advertising and everything on it. One of the best scoreboards in South Australian country football.
Now,
yeah, Ralph. Okay. Give you a plug.
Right, yep.
Now, okay.
Right, Phil, seriously, you're an astute man, 600 games of umpiring up your sleeve. The absolute tragedy of the death of a young country South Australian footballer at the weekend through head injury. What are we going to do about the whole concept?
Rick, I was devastated Saturday night. Just to cut a long story short, obviously my old home ground, Gummaraka Footy Oval,
it
was.
The odd goal there, didn't you?
Oh, that flank, it was burnt up with my kicks.
They cancelled the Eddie flank and call the fabulous Phil Fenner flank.
But getting back to serious business here, Rick, we're talking about the lad that's actually got killed. Yeah. Heard it Saturday night because my little nephew was playing his first game. Young Benny Biagi played his first game for Gummaraka, so opposition. Of course, I've texted him Saturday night to say, hey, how'd you go? He said, wow, game called off. The guy he died for 10 minutes. They got him back and then flew him to Adelaide and unfortunately passed away that night. Just tragic. You know, my brother-in-law and sister were there and it's the worst thing they've ever seen at a footy match ever. You know, helicopter, four or five ambulances, you know, medics, and just shocking. Unfortunately, Rick, the lad had a condition. I'm not too sure exactly. It must have been a head, previous head knocks as we're talking. I'm not too sure, but he's...
Well, I mean, I've heard a sort of similar type of scenario, but that doesn't really solve our problem, it seems to me, because, A, young enthusiastic people, including even AFL standard, will wish to hide a medical background if it's going to endanger them...
Yep.
Playing because, and it's probably as well that we think this way, but young people think they're invincible. You know, it's the same with car accidents.
20, you know, he's 20, the young lad.
Yeah.
Antonio Lioko.
I see the problem in an overall sense, and I'm not using this, let me get this clear, good listeners, as a specific example, but I see the problem in the nature of the way football has developed. And my argument would be that everything, probably incidentally, but everything that they've done with football, the rules, etc., has made the game physically and bodily more intense. For instance, interchange. you know, in my day when you played footy, if you came off, you stayed off. Mm. If you were knackered, you went and had a rest in the forward pocket. That's where you played, wasn't it, Phil?
Was that a resting spot? That was my position. Yeah. No, full forward I was.
Yeah, oh, full forward.
Yeah, oh, fast leading.
Anyway, everything is intense. Mm. Now, the other thing, of course, is that fitness, cardiac, you know, training, etc., means that there is overlap, there's run-on, there's everything. So in the good old days, it used to be basically man-on-man contact, mark, kick, go back and kick to another mark contest. Mm. Now, very rarely, if the ball's on the ground, are there not 6-8 players around
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And so the risk of heavy contact knocks, including accidental head clashes, etc., has absolutely magnified out of all proportion. So what do we do about it?
No answer from me, Rick, but
we changed the game to Irish football, don't we?
No, we said that last week and I laughed you out of here last week, so I'll do the same. We don't want to change the game a lot, but we've changed the game, to as you said, to make it faster, more contacts, more... It's everything's faster and bigger, and they're bigger. Bigger bodies, bigger everything.
Exactly.
So not sure what the answer is. That's
and,
not for
and
me.
They don't have to rest because they go off the ground.
Yeah. But all we do is feel very sorry for the lad that's passed and his family, the Burwood Footy Club, the Gummaraka Footy Club, and all those who were involved to try and resuscitate him there on the oval. Must have been horrific.
Absolutely.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Quickly, Rick, we'll just do our footy tips, AFL footy tips.
Yes.
Rick, absolutely wrapped. I got 8 out of 9 this week.
Oh, well done, Phil.
Oh, how good was that?
How many do I get, Phil?
I told you before.
Tell them.
Oh, no, you tell them.
9 out of 9, good listeners.
Sickening. I wish I hadn't brought that part of it up.
Just a lazy 9?
Lazy 9. Yeah. Yeah, Carlton let me down. Okay, quickly, Rick, we'll run through and we're running out of time.
Yes.
St Kilda and Port over in Melbourne.
St
Kilda for me by 23 points. Brisbane versus Frio in Brisbane.
Brisbane
for me. Sydney versus GWS.
Sydney
for me. Bulldogs versus the Hawks.
Bulldogs
for me. Melbourne versus North Melbourne.
Melbourne
for me. West Coast versus Carlton.
Carlton
for me. West Coast, evidently, 26 players to pick from out of their squad last week.
But this has been... 26. I'd love to know. I know. I mean, it comes in, I think we've mentioned, it comes in sort of spikes. But this has been going on at West Coast for a couple of years.
3 years.
Yeah.
They, you know. But anyway, let's move on. Essendon versus Geelong. Be a good game.
It will be MCG, I assume.
I guess so.
I'm going to go for Essendon.
I'm going Geelong.
Oh, well, there you go. Another one.
There we go. I've caught you. And Adelaide versus Collingwood at Adelaide Oval.
Collingwood.
Collingwood forever. Yeah, Collingwood for me.
Okay.
Okay, Rick, let's get on to the joke.
I think because we'll run out of time otherwise. Two friends are playing golf together at the Logan City Golf Course in Brisbane. One of them lands his ball on the dirt track, covered in gravel and sunken stones. He says to his mate, "Do you mind if I have a drop? I can't play from here. It's too rough." "No, sorry, but you play from where you lie." "But I'm going to wreck my club. It's all rocks and gravel." "No favours, pal. You play from where you lie." The poor chap stops arguing and takes a trial swing. Gravel and sparks fly everywhere. Second swing, same again. Finally feels ready, moves to the ball and hits. Gravel and sparks everywhere, but the ball flies off beautifully, lands on the green and stops centimetres from the cup. "My God, what a shot that was. Which club did you use?" "Your 5-iron."
Quickly on, finishing on that, another big coup for South Australia, the golf for 3 years as well. There's a gather round for 3 years and
here we go. That live is a genuine, that gets overseas people, publicity. You
a
know,
lot of people and, there for
a, a lot of people watch that game that don't live any further out than Mount Barker, you know. I mean. Anyway, until next week, good people, this is Rick.
This is Phil.